as with Spotlight, we always have half an hour for a guest, mm-hmm. plenty of time for you to get to know them and them to get to know you on the air. And this morning, I'd love to introduce someone who I met at a BNI meeting, of all things, and some businesses out there will understand what BNI is, a great organisation and great way to connect and network and also refer people and get great business done. And this morning we have in studio, and she found us, and it's often hard to find us here in Baulkham Heights for those who don't know the area well, but Joanne Baldwin, immigration lawyer, registered migration agent from Kite Union Migration. Good morning and welcome to Alive 90.5.
Good morning, Darren and Jim. Lovely to be here.
Oh, the accent. Where's that from? Yes.
Oh, well, from the north of England.
Ah, from the north.
Although I am Australian, I'm sure you can tell.
So north is kind of like Yorkshire, or a bit farther north?
Oh, I don't know whether I can continue with this interview anymore. I'm from Lancashire.
That's how much I know Lancashire.
We might just go to a break.
Okay, I'll just backtrack. From Lancashire, very nice.
Correct,
but
yes.
But not into Scotland.
No. I often say I'm from the north of England. People say Scotland. No, north of England.
England, not Great Britain. Yeah, Scotland. Yeah. That's different, isn't it? You know,
just a little.
Yeah, different ideas up there at the moment. But can you tell me, so from UK to Australia, how's that journey? And then you might want to weave in there your ideas about your business and that migration as well.
Sure. So, as I say, I am Australian, and I was very lucky to be born half Australian, half English. And I was made redundant, actually. I was a commercial property solicitor in the UK in 2008, made redundant, and decided, well, you know, I'd much rather be unemployed in the sun in Australia than in the dismal weather of England at the time. So I thought I'd come out here for a couple of years, 11 years ago, and been here ever since, and just fell into immigration, but absolutely love it. It's law, and it's complicated, and it's difficult, and it's enjoyable, and dealing with clients is just great. It's very rewarding. So yes, I've been in immigration since 2010. So a year after I arrived here, I fell into the area, and have set up Kite Union Migration 3.5 years ago, and love it.
So with your migration, what was the hardest bit and what was the most rewarding? And share with our listeners the sort of story of your migration from the UK to Australia.
Sure. My migration, it's so challenging moving to the other side of the world. It's having to give up everything and come over to the other side of the world, and settle in, be in a country where, okay, they speak the same language, but there's a lot of differences. It's a challenge, and I think I can bring that to my clients, not only help them with their visas, but also help them with any issues that they may have in relocating over to Australia.
And I think, thanks for being with us and joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. Joanne, let's just backtrack for a moment. I'm a resident of England, or mm-hmm. and so on, and I'd like to come here. What's the process? I think we throw around this term a visa, but there's many types of visas and periods of time and so on. So can you walk us through those, all that complexity?
I don't know whether we've got quite enough time
okay.
today. However,
good point.
So it's basically, there are certain types of visas. There are skilled visas where you're relying on your qualifications and work experience, and I do a lot of those types of visas. But then you've also got family-related visas, such as partner visas. You've fallen in love with an Australian and want to come and live here.
Right, back home. I'm just saying
that. Yes, potentially, or here. If you've come here, perhaps you've come here on a working holiday visa
right.
and gone around, got some jobs, met somebody, and then the next step is you want to stay, then a partner visa is a possibility. Or perhaps you're a British permanent resident, a British person in Australia, permanent resident, doesn't matter the nationality, and you want to bring your parents over here, there's parent visas as well. There's all sorts of options. So the first step is definitely to speak to a professional to identify what options you do have.
Well, that's great advice, Darren, because we throw this term around, a visa, and yet you're saying there's a whole range of different types of visas. So let's just walk through some of those. Mm-hmm. increasingly the Australian government is pushing for more skilled labour, mm-hmm. in particular for those who wish to come here under residency. There's an opportunity. Walk us through how that would be. I don't want to sound that an accountant's better than someone else or whatever, but I've got a certain range of skills and I want to come here. So you would have a list, I would imagine, and they've got points.
The list and the points are two separate things.
Okay, please tell us about. Thank you, Joanne.
Not a problem. There are two lists. There's a list, and in the industry, sometimes we call them meatballs and schnitty lists. MLT, SSL, which rolls off the tongue, medium and long-term list, skill shortage list, and short-term skilled occupation list. They're two lists of occupations, one where the government has said, we really need these people, and the other one where they say, well, we don't really need these people, but we'll let them come here for a short term.
So what type of skills, can you let us know that? So I'm sitting at home, I've just finished my bricklaying course and Darren and I have teamed up and Darren's just finished his accounting degree and we're coming to Australia.
You're both very welcome to Australia. Bricklayers.
Happy days. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on in. Bricklayers are and tradies are really in demand because there aren't very many Australians who want to do those jobs, so we really need more people. Either they need to train them up in Australia or they need to bring them in through overseas. And currently, accountants, I believe, may have gone onto the short-term list, which basically means you can come here for up to 4 years being sponsored, but then you may need to get another visa.
You're listening to a live 9.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're speaking with Joanne Baldwin, everything immigration, visas and the like. And her specialty is she's an immigration lawyer, registered migration agent with Kite Union Migration. We'll just take a short break and be back with some more questions for Joanne this morning.
Alive 90.5.
It's 10 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And really delighted to have in our studios this morning Joanne Baldwin, immigration lawyer, registered migration agent, Kite Union Migration, really helping us understand the complexity in a very simple way and a very well communicated way about the whole world of immigration. We're talking just before the break, Joanne, about various different visas. We were talking about what are some of the skills that Australia is really looking for that would expedite that.
Sure. There are, as I said before the break, we tradies are in very short supply. But also what the government has recently done in response to what's happening in COVID is that they have created a third list called the Priority Migration Skilled Occupation List. And that is 18 occupations where they feel that those occupations will help the develop the economy of Australia and also support the Australian people. And a lot of those are made up of medical people and also some IT occupations, some construction occupations. So it's interesting that the government is recognising that we do need these immigrants to come in and support us in our regrowth.
And that's important, Darren, isn't it? You know, in the context of trying to develop a well-educated, a well-trained society, that the government is on the front foot looking for those particular, and clearly, I was just listening to something on the radio coming through, and talking about, I think the Queensland state budget just came down, and they're going to build something like another 20 hospitals, and so that immediately, I think of you as an opportunity with getting nurses and medical and allied professions associated with that. So it all starts to fit together with regards to things. So let's continue. In terms of the visas, what information do they need to complete on that, on their forms?
Sure. It's quite intrusive, actually, sometimes the visa application, especially when it comes to family visas, partner visas. You need to give a lot of information about yourself, your relationship and how it's developed and how you live together and so on. But when it comes to skilled visas, it's predominantly about your occupation, your work experience, your qualifications, and just how you can do the job that you're applying for as with the visa. So depending on the type of visa, there's different information that's required.
And Joanne, let's just take that skilled migration concept from start to finish. generally speaking, how long does that take? I'm sitting in Lancashire and I've filled out the forms and I've done that very well and you've helped me, guide me through the understanding of what I'm filling in. From when you lodge those, how long does that period take?
Oh, well, that's the $100 million question, and it increases with inflation.
That's all we have here is $100 million questions.
I was just talking to a client earlier, and I'd love to know what goes on at the Immigration Department with their processing times. But if I'm being official, then there is an approximate processing time that's set out on the Immigration Department website. And for a skilled visa, it can be anything depending on the temporary or permanent type of visa or what the occupation is, what the type of visa it is. It can be between 6 and 18 months, depending. It can be a long time, and it's even longer nowadays. If you're sitting in Lancashire, lucky you, but if you're sitting in Lancashire right now, it's going to take a very long time because they're just not processing applications at the moment to come into Australia to literally move to Australia because of coronavirus.
But Joanne, I'm also hearing implicit in your conversation is that there's got to be a lot of documentation and you need to be efficient about getting those documentation because you can't be lazy with submitting that important form. Yeah. Comments there?
Yeah, so what we do at Kite Union Migration is ensure that every application is decision ready. And so the case officer, rather than having to go searching for information, can just tick all their tick boxes and say, yes, this application is approved and no more questions asked.
Well, Darren, I think that's really important because I really like that phrase, decision ready, because unfortunately, people are either lazy, ignorant in terms of what's required, and they think anything will do, and they'll just ring them up and ask them for the form. But I would suggest and think that there would be hundreds of people wanting to migrate, and if you haven't provided it, as you say, decision ready, they're not going to wait back and come over and have a cup of tea and bring a piece of cake.
No, absolutely not. It's the clients think that it's just a form to fill in and that's it, but generally it's a matter of a lot more than that, and our jobs aren't just filling out forms, they are looking at legislation, ensuring that they satisfy all the requirements, so it's quite comprehensive what we provide as a service.
Well, can you believe it, Darren? We've come to that part in our show where our time is now finished. Joanne, thank you for joining us. It's been very informative. Joanne Baldwin, immigration lawyer, registered migration agent, Kite Union Migration. Been a fantastic interview, and thanks for sharing your knowledge and expertise with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you guys. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Alive 90.5.